create that FSA ID at least 3 days prior to completing the FAFSA. Also, I encourage students to not use their high school email address when creating the FSA ID or filling out the FAFSA, because once they're a high school graduate, these email accounts are often deactivated. So I encourage families to use the IRS data retrieval tool within the FAFSA application. This helps to accurately input their tax return information into the FAFSA. It also reduces the number of documents requested by the financial aid office at the institution the student plans to attend.